Indie Feed.
It's our human nerve ending Don McIver with To the Person Who Stole My Backpack.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God! You stole my backpack! You stole my backpack! Why would you want to do that? There's nothing in there that anybody would want. Well, that's not entirely true. There are my poems. I kept them in the black binder with the plastic sheet dividers because I read them frequently. With their disappearance, I'm instituting a new filing system on this next batch of printouts. I'll let you know if it works as well as the binder system worked. Hope you enjoy reading them. The book by Barry Miles is a biography of Allen Ginsberg. He was gay. But he's dead now, so my reading it doesn't mark me as gay, though I've entertained that thought before and have actually written about it, but we'll talk about that later. The Todd Moore book is autographed. I was kind of looking forward to finishing that one this week. By the way, Duende, part of the title, means a special quality or charm that makes one irresistibly attractive. I had to look that up. I'm still unclear about what it means. That's why I'm using it in this poem. You know, learning theory. As for the black heavily bound book, that's my phone list. I actually stole that from Knob Hill Books because I was kind of annoyed about the way they went out of business. Who knows? Maybe stealing my backpack is kind of karmic. And the phone numbers, most of them are friends and poets, but there is an occasional girl that I'd like to call. Oh, and the girl named Jennifer, the one who wrote Call Me Sexy, I'm supposed to call her this week to show her that I'm still interested. I don't know her number by heart. Oh, and just on the off chance that something was going to happen, maybe you could give me a blowjob or a good lay. As for the leather-bound book with the pages half full of writing, that's one of my journals. I get blank page books as presents a lot. You know, I'm a writer. Most of the initials refer to girls. If you want, you can cross-reference with the phone book and maybe give them a call. Who knows, maybe the ones I bitched about will really dig you. Or maybe not. And then the entry where I was talking about masturbating, I spelled it wrong. It's actually two words and should be M-A-S-T-E-R space B-A-I-T-I-N-G. I'm really talking about fishing, how I fish too much. Really, trust me, I'm kind of embarrassed about being a lure and live worm fishing kind of guy. And as for my guy friends that I talked about being attracted to, most of them are, frankly, a touch on the hairy side and sort of, kind of, angular. So if you have any other questions, just come by. My address is on every page in the black binder, or call somebody in the book and they'll give you my number. Oh, and one other thing. Thanks for putting the backpack in the Lost and Found at Sunny's, but waiting just long enough so I had time and inspiration to write this poem.
After some of the heavy stuff we've had on Indie Feed, I thought it was time that we put out something a little bit lighter, and this piece felt like a great way to do that. This is Don's third appearance here on Indie Feed, and you may recall that Don is very active in the poetry scene in and around the Southwest. Most notably, he is the host of the Spoken Word Hour on 89.9 KUNM, and he's the host of Poetry Slam Incorporated's monthly podcast. You can find the PSI podcast by searching for those words, PSI podcast, on iTunes. And if you haven't heard it, you really need to check it out. Don's doing an amazing job with this podcast. He's featuring in-depth interviews with some of the best slam poets in the country. His latest guest was Laura Moran, one of the many amazing poets who were on the faculty of Slam Camp that I attended last June. So Don's website is www.donmciver.net, DonMciver.net. It's a great website. He's got lots of excellent content, including his poetry, a fascinating blog, and links to all sorts of other audio and text that I think you'll really enjoy. So check it out. Oh, and as a reminder, we did a much more complete bio on Don in an earlier show. So if you like his work, check out Disappear and A Prayer for Carla June. Those were the two earlier pieces by Don that went out on IndieFeed. And you can find those by checking our Poet Index, which is at performancepoetry.indiefeed.com. Oh, I should also note that Don's got a book of poetry, The Noisy Pen, and it's now available in stores. So go to Don's website for a link to where you can pick up the book online. So thanks, Don. Thanks for being a part of IndieFeed, and I'm really glad you found your backpack. For IndieFeed, this is Mongo, and I'm signing out.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Poetry Podcasting.
At poetrypodcasting.org.
Indie Feed.